This is Full Logic Reverse. I'm your host, Mike Thornton. We hope you'll stay tuned. Y2K came and went, leaving in its wake some disappointed paranoids, a few lighter wallets, and of course, in near equal measure, some fatter ones. The media hyped the moving into a new millennium to the point that the actual event was almost a letdown for most people. Despite the efforts of the U.S. government to convince us all that Osama bin Laden was hiding under every bed with a rocket-propelled anthrax launcher waiting to strike at the heart of America and create a panic, that didn't pan out either. The more things change, the more they stay the same. The Drudge Report is all agog about the latest so-called sexcapade in the White House. Scandal. Secret Service agent walks in on people having sex in the White House. Oh my gosh, Mabel. There's people having sex in the White House. Why, this is worse than, well, I just don't know what it's worse than. The folks at the American Spectator or the Spotlight or Newsmax or Fox Network or whatever fine example of journalism it was put out a tape by one of the Clinton state troopers promising to dish the dirt about old Bill and Hillary, saying that the story was more than sex. And of course, that was what the whole tape was about. About what? About sex, that's what. Well, how come it's audio tape? I'd buy it if it were a video. Bill and Hillary have had their sex lives talked about more than any two people on the planet, as far as I can tell, and except for the rather rare revelation that Bill is gay and Hillary is a lesbo who likes to dilly around with mind-controlled sex slaves, they seem to have, frankly, a pretty boring thing going on. I mean, Monica Lewinsky? Hillary and Vince Foster? Well, Jennifer Flowers was okay. But Paula Jones? Folks, they just never get tired of talking about the Clintons and sex. Now, if you want some really hot stuff, Kennedy had Marilyn Monroe. That's something to talk about. But I guess it's kind of hard to get worked up over that since they're both dead, and besides, the Kennedys have been so marginalized now that there's really no point in beating up on them anymore. But these folks hate Clinton. I mean, they hate him, and they really hate Hillary. But, you know, what's interesting is that they very rarely go after the old boy and girl on any real issues. Oh, yeah, they go after Bill if he talks about gays in the military, or Hillary if she talks about universal health care. But they don't seem to mind Clinton supporting the WTO or dismantling welfare. Hey, come on now, we can't go too far. And if Hillary divorced Bill and married a promise keeper, they'd cut her some slack, too, if she could just learn how to walk six paces behind her man. So, it's sex, over and over and over again. Scandal. Secret Service agent walks in on several humans and aliens of unknown origin engaging in an orgy in the Oval Office. Tune in tonight to Art Bell as he interviews a conservative gray from the Pleiades who tells us all about how the aliens traded Bill Clinton at Dimension X Steely Dan for unrestricted access to Chelsea and Madeleine Albright. Well, hey, the Japanese think, you know, she's pretty hot. Scandal. Hillary caught in passionate embrace with Asian wrestling star. Hillary wins 2 out of 3 falls, but still gives up secrets to nuke missiles. Chinese attack tonight. Video at 11. And now a word from Billy Bob's Bunker Shop. Why, hey there, guys and gals. I know that y'all's worried about those crazy yellow suckers over there in Red China. And have I got a deal for you. The Joe McCarthy Memorial Model Fallout Shelter. Just $69.99 installed. While I predict that the Chinese will not try to blow us up tonight, or for that matter, any time in the next few hundred years, why? Because it's bad for their Kmart and Walmart contracts. We will, I predict, be assaulted by Clinton sex stories from now until Y3K. And when these folks say they want Giuliani to win the Senate race in New York, don't believe a word of it. There's nothing they look forward to more than the profit they'll make from Clintonian sexual exploitation with the big H in the Senate for the next 6 years. Well, I, for one, am really tired of the Clinton sex life, and for that matter, sex parties at the White House. Of course, we all know that the White House was the only place in Washington, D.C., where there was a little rambunctious touchy-feely going on while the new year rolled in, right? We know that Newt and Bob Barr and Henry Hyde and the crew would never, I say never, get involved in such a thing. Besides, I mean, come on, it was supposed to be the end of the world, wasn't it? Thank you for joining us for this edition of the program today. I'm your host, Mike Thornton, and it's been my pleasure to be part of the team bringing you Full Logic Reverse. If you'd like more information about FLR, you can contact us via email, flr@jps.net, or by telephone, 530-271-0804. We invite you to join us next time for another edition of Full Logic Reverse.